I signed the DNC pledge not to campaign, not to spend money in any of the states that were not in compliance with the rules established by the DNC that certainly strongly maintains New Hampshire's status. I personally did not think it made any difference whether or not my name was on the ballot. And I also thought that, you know, people in New Hampshire and in Iowa have a great understanding of the problems we're going to face as Democrats to win in November 2008. I'm going to win the nomination, and then I'm going to win in November 2008 because we're going to bring more people to vote for us, and we're going to not only maintain our advantage in states that have voted Democratic before, but if you look at some of the states we have to win, the margins have been narrow. And it wasn't, in my view, meaningful, but I'm not going to say that there's absolutely a total, ignoring of the people in all these other states that won't come back to haunt us if we're not careful about it.
So if you value the DNC calendar, why not just pull out of Michigan? Why not just say, hey, Michigan, I'm off the ballot. Please take me out.
Well, you know, people in Michigan are flat on their backs. I mean, they have the highest unemployment rate in America. They are now grappling finally with what they're going to do about the auto industry. One in 10 jobs in America is tied to the auto industry, which is, as we, the American auto industry, which, as we know, is centered in Michigan. You know, it's clear this election they're having is not going to count for anything. But I just personally didn't want to set up a situation where the Republicans are going to be campaigning between now and whenever, and then after the nomination, you know, we have to go in and repair the damage to be ready to win Michigan in November 2008. I'm not going to campaign there before the, you know, deadlines in the February 5th window. I'm not going to spend any money there, but I did not believe it was fair to, you know, just say goodbye Michigan and not take into account the fact that we're going to have to win Michigan if we're going to be in the White House in January 2009.
Do you think it was a tactical mistake by Mr. Obama and Edwards to take their names off the ballot?
They have to speak for themselves.